लाइट कैमरा
रोलिंग
एक्शन।
वेलकम टू माय पॉडकास्ट लेट्स टॉक अबाउट वर्टिकल्स, अ प्लेस वेयर सीक्रेट्स आर स्पिल्ड, स्टोरीज अनफोल्ड एंड द मिस्टीरियस वर्ल्ड ऑफ वर्टिकल्स इज रिवील्ड इन ऑल इट्स ग्लोरी। Behind the scenes? Oh yes. Exclusive insights? Absolutely. Eccentric characters? You bet. So, pull up a chair, pour yourself something suspiciously strong, and prepare for a conversation you didn't know you needed. So, welcome to the podcast Let's Talk About Verticals. And now, let's talk. Hello and welcome to my podcast, Let's Talk About Verticals. You know, yes. I'm doing now a lot of episodes. I have more than 140 episodes already recorded. And he was one of the first person I asked. Yeah, I started last year in September, so you can now assume how long it took. But it finally is happening today. Yay! So I'm very happy to have him finally. And I'm saying hello to John Palmer. Welcome to my podcast. John,
thank you for having me.
Okay, since last year September I asked you first till now, how many verticals have you done in that time?
I've probably done anywhere from 15 to 20.
Yeah, because I can tell you now, I started watching verticals in summer 2023 and I really like the verticals which dropped in 2024 because the storyline was much more cozier than the latest one. And there were two verticals with you and Ashley Michelle Grant, what I really liked. The first one was about, what was the title with the green card?
Married for a Green Card, Stay for Love.
Yeah, that was the first one I saw with you. And the second one was Pregnant Overnight or what? Something like that?
It was called Waking Up Pregnant, but I know that yeah. Rules changed the name to...
Yeah. It was a pregnant story with the CEO, as always, the classic one, you know, getting pregnant.
You know what's crazy about those two? Both of those did like extremely well. But when those came out, I think Real Short didn't even have 1 million followers yet. I think they only had like 800,000. So I'd like to consider that all season one of the vertical world.
But let's be honest, for me as an audience, I loved season one of the verticals. Because I watched now nearly 2,000 verticals, and I can tell you the storylines in 2024 were much more cozier to watch than the latest one. It was more rom-com-y style a bit. The stories were kind of fresh and not so much violence in it, you know? Mm. That's why I liked it. Was the Married for a Green Card one your first vertical you did?
Yes, that was my first vertical.
How did you end up in doing verticals?
Well, I was in theater school and I left about a semester early because I ended up getting an agent and I was just working like 3 or 4 jobs at the time. And then it was like the day I got home from Thanksgiving vacation and my agent had called me and said, hey, I need you to do this audition in like 48 hours. And I was like, well, what is it? And then she sent me the script. And then I was like, I don't know. This is a vertical. I don't know much about this stuff. But, you know, I did it. I sent it in. And then they immediately called me back and they had me be in the vertical. And since it did well, it kept me in the game.
Yeah, but did you like it? I mean... When you're saying you came from theater school and stuff like that, you were not used to this fast pace on set. How was that? How was your first experience on set?
Well, I will say the pacing is a little bit faster, but it's similar to here in America, we have the Tyler Perry Network and all his shows. So he does kind of like the same style.
Okay.
And I did a pilot for them, which got me to Los Angeles.
What were your thoughts after the first vertical? Was it kind of, okay, that was weird, but I liked it? Or was it kind of, I could get used to it?
I thought it was really cool. I thought it was somewhat innovative. And I feel like, how you have things in life that kind of like document a time period, like a certain article of clothing or like a certain band, like NSYNC or Backstreet Boys or something like that. When I was doing it, I felt like I was part of a time period. So if you were to ask me, what does 2024 feel like, or the 2020s feel like, they feel like a vertical.
Did you take it serious? Or did you think, like a lot of your colleagues, okay, that's a fling. Maybe it la will last for, let's say, a year and that's it?
I thought it was just one job and then I was done. That's how I looked at it. I thought my agent wanted me to do it, get some footage, meet some people, and then continue on. And then, honestly, like a month later, they called me to do another one.
And you were so, okay, I have time, I will do it.
I was like, this or my job. Let's act. That's what we moved here for.
Yeah, but I think it was comfortable to do it again with Ashley, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's just great. We
I
definitely
mean,
bond.
it was kind of familiar already doing it, no?
It was for doing the second one, definitely familiar. Like we totally bonded and we knew what we were doing. And the thing I love about Ashley is, for me, we haven't worked together since, but I've seen her in passing and things. But it's kind of cool to see us both do our first leads together. I believe that was her first lead, and then kind of see where we're both going, with our career, whether it is vertical or not vertical.
Have you done with her another lead again, let's say a few months later? Or was it just these two leads you did
Just
together?
these two leads.
Ah, okay. No, because that would be curious to do now a lead together again after this big vacation. What was your, I mean, how many verticals in total have you done so far? Do you know that?
I don't know it to be completely accurate, but I know we're close to 30.
And which character was the most similar than to your real life you did? Maybe you are a billionaire in real life.
No, I'm definitely a billionaire in spirit.
Okay.
I would probably. I can't remember the character's name, but it was the one. Oh my God, the one where the girl lost her earring, and I had to go find who she was. I think the character's name is Alexander White. That's probably. I would if I had None of them are close to me, who I am as a person. Because
Okay.
I'm very introverted and I love to keep to myself and I love to play
You
my
are
guitar.
introverted, really?
I am. I like
That's
small.
surprising me now, to be honest.
Oh,
Huh.
I like
Okay.
small dinners.
So I hope you feel comfortable talking to me now.
No, I feel great. It's just you and me.
And my dog.
And your dog.
But he won't tell anyone. He's
I
good at
promise.
keeping secrets.
Well, they're man's best friend, you know?
Yeah, true. They are pu he's a puberty teenager, but he, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. So, really, you're introverted? That's shocking me now. Okay. Okay, so I have to think. I cannot ask you too much extroverted stuff. No, just
No,
kidding.
ask away. Totally ask away. You probably won't see me at a. It's
No, I like
vertical. We're vertical,
introverted
obviously.
people because they are sometimes mysterious, you know? I don't like it when people. Okay, let's be honest. I did a lot of acting and TV stuff here in Germany too. So I would say I'm not so unknown here, but I don't like it when people are publishing everything about their life and talking about all the stuff they are doing, and you know what I mean? Every detail. And for me, it's kind of okay, the people know me, but the most important thing they don't know about me because I'm not like a super open private book, you know what I mean? So that's why I like introverted people a bit more because there is always a little bit left you can, let's say, discover. And mostly with a positive surprise.
Of
That's part
course. No, I don't agree that 100%. I mean, yeah, because I love hanging out with people one-on-one because when it's fun for me. I guess maybe it's like an actor brain, or maybe it's just I like to be investigating. But you know how people act in crowds and then how they act by themselves are totally two different things. So then it's like,
Yeah.
for who is really, who are you really? And you know, 9 times out of 10 for me, it's usually the person just when we are just hanging out. And that's
And
my favorite.
is a camera involved or not?
No camera
No, you
involved.
know what I mean. That's also the same. Are
Yes,
you in
totally
a
true.
crowd and someone is taking a picture or doing a video? They are acting all different than, you know, that's
Of course.
what I mean. So, was there ever, let's say, type of role? Okay, that you said that they were total different, mostly from who you are in private. But was there ever a role you really liked and it was a bit hard to let go of it because you enjoyed playing it?
Well, I just recently did one with Jake Lively. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, I need the face.
He's a younger guy, but he's a very good actor, and we definitely bonded on set. But I got to play his dad, but I was actually like an evil mafia boss. But I actually really enjoyed that character because I really like playing the bad characters. Because I want to make you like them. I want to do something where you're like, oh God, that guy is so terrible, but I
You
like him.
want to say you want to make the audience hate you because then you did a great job.
Well, now see, that's different. I want the audience to like me. I want them
To
to love
like
the
the
bad
evil
guy.
character? To
Of course, that's
sympathize
like,
with. Oh, really?
I always want to do that because that way it makes you feel you can relate to him somehow, and you're like, oh, that's why he does bad things.
You
Maybe
want to
they're
do
not so
manip
bad.
you want to be okay, so you tell me you want to be the manipulative psychopath.
Those are fun characters to play, yes.
Because that's a character, you know, I like the villains in the vertical. That's not a thing, because as you said, sometimes it's hard to understand why they are doing what they do. But if it's slapping and stabbing and kidnapping and raping without any sense to the storyline, I don't like it to
Of course,
watch.
nobody does. Nobody does. I don't like it. It's disgusting, you know? I mean, we are doing melodramas and they are a certain style, but at the end of the day, I think it's always more interesting to play a human being than it is to play a character.
I talked recently to Aaron Oberst, and he told me he had a role that was really hard for him to act because it was so different to his private character. And it was such an evil character that he had really a few days panic attacks after his acting job
Oh, wow.
because the role was so exhausting to act for him over this 7 days that in the end he was totally, really, totally emotional burnout. Have you ever such a role?
I definitely had that, but that was it. I had that more like in theater, you know, when you do a play, because you're doing it 24/7. You are constantly reading your lines to make sure you're off book. You're all constantly rehearsing, and you're constantly doing the shows, you know, Friday and Saturday. Those are the only times that I've ever been like, oh God, this is just, I can't, get me out of this headspace.
What do you like in acting? What fascinates you to do it?
I love learning about myself, and I love learning about other people. And you know, acting allows me to do that. I think I mean, honestly, I'm probably just super fascinated with people. I really am.
With their characters or stories or what? What fascinates you on people?
Just why we do things the way we do, you know?
Okay.
Like I currently find like we're in a time period where we know what the truth is, but we choose to ignore it. Where I think what used to be maybe like 50 years ago, it's like, well, what is the truth? You know, like, and but now that we know what it is, we kind of ignore it, if that makes sense.
I did a movie, a period piece for the French television. It was in the Second World War. And I played the president's wifey of the Vichy government. And that was, as you said, such a really hard piece to play because with all the backgrounds which happened in the Second World War, especially here in Germany, because this a period piece was shot here in my hometown. In the we have a really big castle here, and my hometown was for 9 months the capital of France in the Second World War. And a French television shot the period piece in that time at our castle, a documentation movie about this time, about exactly that situation. And because this Vichy regime had run away from the castle, they left all the original stuff at the castle. And when we shot the movie there, every morning you entered the castle, went straight to wardrobe, hair, makeup, and then you went through the door, and it felt like you were in a time capsule thrown back to the Second World War. It was so hard to even have the origin newspapers there, to have all the origin stuff there. That gave me goosebumps every morning. It was like, boop,
Wow.
now you're back. And I was so, oh, that was for me so an emotional up and down, like a roller coaster, because it was really great to see stuff from that time, but with the knowledge what happened at that time, it was, yeah. But I liked it. It was cool, but it was such what you recently said. It's a
No, it's crazy. It's incredible how your mind, or like how you start to, you learned a lot about yourself in that moment, you know?
yeah,
You're all
true.
these feelings rushing in at you, and you're trying to digest them, and you're trying to make sense of them.
And you want to know what was very, for me, very shocking? When they called me and asked me if I would play this role. I said, listen, why is a French production company asking me to play this president's wifey? Is it because I accidentally live exactly in this town where they want to shoot it, or what's the reason? And then they said, no, you look exactly like the president's wifey back then. And I googled her and I was shocked. I was
That's
so,
incredible.
she looked like my twin sister. And I
That's like
printed the picture, went to my parents and said, look. And my dad said, what, when did you took that picture? That looks a bit weird. And I said, do you think we look similar? And he said, isn't that you? And I said, no, not really.
Yeah,
Yeah, that was a bit weird, but oh, that's what I like on acting. Sometimes you got thrown back to a time where you didn't even live or hadn't even lived, but it seems like you have been there in a different body. I don't know.
that's totally true. It's what's really cool. It's like I've been very lucky to, with the verticals, I've been able to travel a lot. You know, I've been to South Korea, I've been to Vietnam, I've been to Lithuania. And anything I can tell you from that experience is, which is really interesting, is that the person that I am in Los Angeles is not the same person I am when I'm in South Korea. And the person I'm in South Korea is completely different from the guy who was in Vietnam. And I just think that's really cool because it's like I unlocked a new part of me, but now I get to take it everywhere with me, you know? It's not that I've changed, I just added to who I am. And I think with acting, you kind of get to do that as well, because when you get to play a character and you do have all these new experiences, and if you truly do how you're supposed to approach the craft, all the information to you every time you experience it is very new.
Is it
Unless
sometimes scary?
it's never been scary for me before.
Okay.
The only time it's ever been scary is when I'm like, oh, well, what is my family going to think about me now? Oh, what is friends? That's the only time when it's scary. For me personally, it's not scary. I find myself to be currently like I'm very comfortable with who I am, and I'm very proud of who I am. You know, I like me. That's the best way I can explain it. So whenever I play a character, I know it's a character and not me, but I still have the same feelings as the character.
Which character did really challenge you?
The character that challenged me the most.
Maybe in preparation, or I don't know what. Why?
Well, the waking up pregnant one was somewhat challenging, but you know, with that one, we took a turn on that one because they wanted to go into a different direction with the character. I had prepared a lot for that one. But when we got to set, you know, they wanted to go in a different direction. Because, and I think that has to do with, you know, during that time period, the vertical world was kind of like maneuvering. You know, we want the male to be like a Superman. You know, we want him to be like a superhero. Whereas when we first started that one, they wanted me to like grow up in the process.
Yeah, but the men in the first verticals were never such arrogant, dominant assholes like they are sometimes now.
No, that's true. I think it's. And I think that has to do with because people are watching these from all over the world. So they have to make sure that the character stays in a lane and that it has to hit a certain archetype.
But always so weak women, really.
I understand. But I will say, I've noticed that, you know, we're having a lot of strong women play the lead roles now. And I find those to be very entertaining and very healthy.
Oh yeah. I have you seen one of the pirate verticals that recently dropped?
I haven't seen any of the pirate verticals, but I've noticed that they are popping up as well.
There were dang shit powerful ladies. I can tell you, Emma Reinagle did the one with Nick Ritacco in it, which was shot in LA, and Julie Bruns did the one which was shot in Vancouver, the Beneath Crimson Sails with Nick Westaway and also lead. These were both two really powerful, great, really great leading roles, but they were both written in Western. That was not a translated, story from the Eastern. So I think that's the main reason why the ladies were more powerful, because all the translated storylines from the Eastern side are mostly with weak women as leads.
No, of course. Well, we know we do know that a lot of these verticals, and I think it's interesting. I think it's slowly changing as well, is that you know everything's re heavily relied on data. So you
Right.
know, because at the end of the day, it's still a business, and I definitely have a lot of respect for the business because it's definitely paid my rent for the last 2.5 years.
Yep.
But you know, I think once we start finding more fresh things, I think it grabs people's more attention.
Hopefully. I mean, when you were watching like I'm doing now for nearly, oh no, for more than 3 years, we need fresh storylines because the entertainment with over and over recycled storylines is a bit, let's say, discussable. So, you love to play music. So, what about a music vertical for you?
I'll be in a band. You know, we can do like a Rolling Stones vertical, and I'll play the
Ooh.
guitar. How about that?
Or like a Bohemian Rhapsody vertical.
That'd be great.
Huh. I mean, there have been two or three verticals with a bit music in it, but it was not the typical musical vertical. I would love to see where the music, let's say, defines the stories. It was more an additional fun that the lead was a rock star and sings a song, you know what I mean? So, but or a musical vertical like the Grease one.
Oh, that would be cool. You know, well, we're also given the time period that we're in, also again, we're still in this place where we keep making everything and we have to have all the data set up in order to make money. So we do all these things first before we can green light something and to make the vertical. Whereas it was like 20, 30 years ago, we're like, hey, do you want to, let's just make a movie about this. And not when they were never worried about the outcome. But But those always did amazing. All those movies were always great. All those original ideas and everything, you know?
Yeah, I think sometimes that's why I like, for example, also the pirate vertical, or recently there have been a bunch of new type fresh so shows, but only on the smaller platforms. Candy Jar, Drama Pops, My Drama, the Ukraine platform. I don't want to say all the European influenced platforms because that sounds a bit snobbish, but it is the fact that all the European influenced platforms are more willing to take risks for new storylines.
They should. I feel like they're doing great.
Candy Jar is based in Germany.
Well, you need to call Candy Jar and tell them I'm ready.
They are cooking here in Germany. I recently heard rumors that they will launch four platforms this year here in German platforms. And 2 hours from here, there is a production company who started shooting verticals. The first verticals they did were German spoken, but they also shot a few English spoken verticals. And the trailer didn't look so bad. But we German are so organized and structured, and they are overthink. Maybe they are overthinking it too much. That's what you said recently. They are not so enlightened to do it. They are overthinking it, and that's what I think will not be really successful, because they're organizing and analytic and stuff like that too much before they are willing to publish it.
You
They are
know,
not.
through
They
my
don't
experience,
trust the process, you know?
1,000%. Well, I can say this for as an actor or as a director or as a movie maker or the movie itself. If there's a camera in front of you, luck is involved. I don't care what anybody says, because everything that we do is it has to have a look, and it's based on a look. It's not like it's music. You turn on the radio and you're like, wow, this song is incredible. And the guy who plays the song, he's super talented. He's a master at the piano. We don't know what he looks like. So there's more talent driven in that success than luck. Whereas like we're in front of a camera. Yes, I gotta be trained. I gotta be able to do all these things. But me as John Palmer, as much as I would love to one day play Jimi Hendrix, I don't think I'm ever gonna be able to play Jimi Hendrix. We just don't look alike. And that's interesting about like the acting business in itself, because that tells you luck is involved. And no one should be ashamed for feeling lucky in this business.
Yeah, true. So, would you or do you want to trade places with Jimi Hendrix to see what his life was, to get him know better?
I would absolutely. He's one of my all-time favorites. He's to be able to accomplish what he did up until his age of 27, to be alive and during that time period, to be able to play guitar like that and just experience that for 5 minutes is like, oh, that'd be godsend. That'd be absolutely a dream.
Okay, I have a question for you. If I could bring back Jimi Hendrix to life, sit in front of you, let's say for dinner, what would you ask him? Or would you just sitting like a fanboy like this?
I would probably just have to sit there and wait a little bit, see if he asks me a question first. I don't know. I guess when people like that's another thing too, I think is interesting is that I'm fascinated by celebrities, I'm fascinated by famous people. But it's just because I'm curious about their experience. I don't look at them like they're gods or anything,
Yeah.
I think I still find them to be very normal people. If you're sitting across from Jimi Hendrix, I mean, at the end of the day, he was 27. He was just a kid,
Yeah. And he boiled
So.
his and he cooked his noodles also with water. I was told that from a very famous person I met in television. And I did a few cook shows here in Germany, and I cooked for two star chefs, and then there was one two star chef I really admire. his cooking style and stuff. And I had the chance to cook for him. And he was standing beside me and watched me cooking. And I was a bit so, whoo, shit. He's watching me. And then he said to me, "Listen, Michaela, you have to remember one thing. It doesn't matter who you are meeting in your life, or if it's the Pope or whatever, everyone is cooking the noodles with their water." And
That's
that's
fact. I like that. I'm taking that one.
yeah, that he told me that everyone is cooking the noodles with water. So
There you
we are.
have
And
it.
I said, "Yeah, okay, that's true." So at the end of the day, Jimi Hendrix, I assume, cooked also with water and nothing else than noodles.
You know what? If we now that we were sitting together eating, I'd probably be like, "Hey, dude, we gotta jam just a bit, just to say
The
I play
jam
guitar
session. Oh,
and
that's,
jam sessions."
I love jam sessions.
Yeah.
I really love it. When I was studying, I lived together with 12 male ones. 12 male ones and I. And I did singing. I took singing lessons in school for a very long time. And two of my roommates played guitar. And we had every evening in our living room a little bit of jam session. I missed that. I really miss that.
So who would you say your like top three rock bands or like musicians for you?
I met personally in a sofa concert with only 20 people. Mando, do you know the band Mando Diao from
I don't know
Sweden?
them. Okay. You're gonna have to email that to me when we're done. Okay.
It's rock, it's Swedish rock.
Okay.
It's so good mood rock, and I had the chance to meet them in Switzerland in a small tent, 20 people. And you know who I met also there? The blonde girl from ABBA was also
Oh, okay.
singing. She was sitting one row behind me. But I was kind of
That's
crazy.
awesome.
But that concert was so unforgettable. It was kind of unplugged sofa concert, you know what I mean? Like a big jam session together with, in total, let's say 40 people or stuff. It was so good. I love Mando Diao. And an all-time classic one for me is Queen. I love the
Okay.
Queen music. I love it. And recently, I ne no, okay, it's not a band. Wait, you said bands. I always listen to Foo Fighters a lot.
Okay.
Let's say Foo Fighters, Mando Diao, and Queen. I love that. Hopefully, I haven't forgotten any. No, mostly on my playlist are Foo Fighters. Yeah.
Hey, if any new ones come to you, just blurt it out. That's what I do.
And if you're asking me about solo musician, it's definitely Michael Jackson. He was the music in my youth, my whole youth. And I recently watched the Michael movie in the cinema. I had such a flashback. Holy crap. I'm waiting for the second part, which will get released in December. So I love the Michael Jackson music. So good.
He's good.
Such a fantastic person in dancing, singing, music. No, a lot of people are asking me always, do you know the band Rammstein? We have here in Germany a bit curious bands, metal
No,
bands.
I'm not familiar with that one. Don't they sing the Du hast mich song? Yeah.
Yep. And if you live in Germany, you cannot decline Rammstein.
They're pretty good.
More. It was the first CD my older sister had. My older
CD.
sister is the total different from me. She is so, although she's blonde and we are not even look alike, but she is so quiet, so shy. And the first CD she bought was a Rammstein. What? What's
That's
happening?
incredible.
Yeah, so no, I like more. I had in my sound garden here an Irish folk music singer.
Oh wow, that's cool. Not
That
that's
was
I'm stuff like that.
so great. That, all the He sang all the Irish, old Irish folk songs without any type of instrument. And he had such a great voice singing it. That was really fascinating. That was really fascinating. Yeah. No, I like really, yeah, mostly it's rock music, what I'm listening to. And the good thing is, we have here in Germany a radio station which plays only 80s and 70s rock the whole
All
day.
right.
That's so good. That's so good. I like it. Yeah.
What's the radio station? I feel like you got to give them a plug.
It's called the Neue 107,7. It's
All
a radio
right.
station here in Stuttgart, in the south of Germany. And it plays,
Good.
you can listen to it in web radio 24/7, 70, 80 rock.
Who knows? Maybe they'll start doing late night 2 a.m. vertical podcast stories.
Who knows? You
Yeah.
know, no one knows. So, how did you get to music? Is your family kind of a lot of musicians, or how did you discover music
No,
for you?
I was like one. I just remember a kid in grade school playing guitar, and I was like, I have to do that. And he was playing the intro to "Smells Like Teen Spirit" for Nirvana. And I was like, and I can remember, I was just like, wait a second, you're playing that song, and that song's on the radio. How do you can do that? And I was like, I have to have a guitar.
Is it easy to learn the guitar? I always want to do it, but I'm a bit hesitating that it's so difficult.
So here's a fun fact. Guitar is the hardest instrument to pick up and play. But
Harder
once you
than
get in,
piano?
but hear me out. But once you get into the guitar, it gets easier as you go down the road.
That's
Piano
not
is the
really motivating if you want to begin playing the guitar. Super.
if you want to get into piano, it's easy to pick up, but it's extremely hard to get into.
Is there an instrument which is always the same way easy to learn?
I wish there was, but I'm learning that in life in general, it's only easy for a brief moment in time, and then you gotta grind it out, and then it gets easy again.
Okay, so I think I will stay by singing.
Hey, that's amazing. I wish I could sing.
No, I was in a private Catholic school. I don't know why my parents put me there. Maybe they were really aware that otherwise it could go wrong with myself, because I was a very, let's say, chaotic kid for my parents. I was not so easy. Yeah, I would say that. So after the elementary school, they put me in a private Catholic school with nuns and stuff like that. So every morning you have to pray, and yeah. And there you had to put to pick if you want to go to the orchestra, play music, if you want to do theater, if you want to sing and join the choir, or what you want to do. You had to do an artistic stuff. And I picked the theater and the singing because
Love that.
I didn't feel good enough to play any instrument. But now I regret it, to be honest, that I never learned any type of instrument. I
Still plenty of
cannot even
time.
read notes.
Me neither. But I will say this, I did go to a Catholic school also, so I know what you're talking about.
But you know, that's I are you the carpool karaoke type while driving in the car? Do you do that? Singing when you're driving and no one is listening?
If it's on the highway.
Because then you're driving so fast that no one can hear it, or what?
It's all the way, the volume's all the way up, the windows are down, and then we just sing some Stones.
Have you ever shot verticals in China?
I shot one in China in January.
Have you been in karaoke bars there? Because I mean, in Asia, karaoke bars are a really big thing.
I did walk past a few, but I didn't go in one. I saw some in South Korea also.
You never tried?
I've not done karaoke before.
By the way, Red Hot Chili Peppers are also nice. Just coming to my mind. And if it's karaoke, we always sang Bryan Adams. That works always in karaoke bars.
You see
Summer of
that, like that
16.
one? Got my first real six string.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here.
You know, when I was studying, every Tuesday in a bar nearby was a karaoke evening. So we went every Tuesday to the karaoke bar and had really a bunch of fun. I can tell. Do you know Mighty Oaks, this band? I don't know
I
if
don't,
they
I'm not
are.
familiar with Mighty Oaks.
I don't know if they are popular in the US. They are also really nice in music.
Okay.
Who
You still
wants
got
you? Huh?
the Swedish band. That's the one I want to look. Well, as soon as we hang
Amadeo.
up, that's what I'm looking up.
I'm sure you're knowing the sound of them. I'm sure.
Okay.
They sang, "I wanna dance with somebody. I'm falling in love with a crazy sun. I wanna dance with somebody." A really, really great guitar riffs in it. Okay, verticals. No, I like talking about you with in music. I love that. I have a question. Do you write your own stuff in music?
I did a long time ago. I wrote a few songs and I had them demo recorded because, in Nashville, you're trying to walk around and like pitch your music. But I haven't written in a while. I mean, it's definitely something I want to get back into. But as of right now, I mean, just acting is like full focus.
Yeah. Do you need the music for your balance? After a long day on set, you are coming home and.
I mean, it's some people meditate. For me, I love to plug in the guitar and I love to put in some like music in the background and then play along with it. 'Cause I can really get into it. And the next thing you know, I'm like, oh man, we've only been doing this for 5 minutes. And then I look at my watch again. I'm like, oh my God, we've been doing this for 2 hours. And then you got 8 missed phone calls and you're like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, but that's good. I mean,
It's amazing.
if you find the, let's say, safe space in music, why not?
Of course.
It's very important to have something that balances you after a long day, because a lot of
Absolutely.
people don't have that. So they are and I spoke to a few of your colleagues, for example, Emily Gately. She
Okay.
talked with me open honest about her burnout because of the verticals, because she missed a bit the balance in her life, work life balance and stuff like that. So I assume, I mean, when you were booking back to back and you said you had recently a bunch of work in the last months, what do you do, let's say, to keep this balance? I mean, do you love acting so much that it's fine for you to work, let's say, three, four projects back to back? Or do you try to get sometimes a bit of distance to all this fast-paced acting stuff?
I find, when you get the job, to me, that feels like the vacation. I mean, being on set can get to you a little bit sometimes, and they have a couple of days off. But I mean, honestly, when I book a vertical and they send me somewhere, I mean, that's like a vacation for me. I get to experience new things. I'm taking in new things, and then I always tell them, I'm saying, hey, listen, I know we wrap on this day, but I just want to stay an extra 2 or 3 days, and I just love to wander. Like I will wander the entire city by myself. No headphones, just walk around. Like, just that helps me unwind, really.
What was the country you liked most because of the culture or food or experiences there?
I love them all. I really do. There's not one that I have a favorite. I mean, I think the two that jump out to me, just South Korea, because that was the first time I've ever been out of the country. And I really got to get lost in the city, I'm not a big drinker. I don't drink a lot, but there's one thing I'll always do when I travel is I will definitely get drunk with the locals. So I got to,
In what? Beer or what?
I do beer now. I mean, I really do love tequila back in the day, but beer's my go-to now.
Then you have to visit Germany, my
Yeah.
dear John, the beer culture
Okay.
country.
Yeah, it is definitely beer country. We'll just have to talk to Candy Jar and then we'll see what we can do.
You can come over without even filming here. Come
Yeah,
on.
that helps the wallet.
If you ever shoot in Europe, for example, in Lithuania, do you know how long it takes to come over to Germany then?
No, that I know is extremely close. I'm actually a little disappointed in myself that I did not hit up those countries around me.
Really? You didn't?
No, I didn't. I only had 2 or 3 days, and I spent it in Lithuania. Because I remember, I think on that one, I had to get back because I did have another job lined up. Because also, I think it was because also the other one though. Real quick, go back to your question. Vietnam. Vietnam was unbelievable. It's. For me, South Korea kind of felt like the Beatles. It felt a little bit more peaceful, but it still was kind of like it was
Like the
still kind of cold. And,
Beatles.
but man, the Vietnam was like Black Sabbath. Like it was rock and roll. There was motorcycles going by you all the time. You know, you're eating snake. You're eating all this crazy exotic food.
You try
Vietnam was.
that? Did you try snake and stuff?
I tried snake, but I was really on the hunt for snake heart, and I never found it. But man, the food was unbelievable, and the beer was great too.
Okay, I see. We have to bring you over here to Germany, to South Germany,
Okay.
because we have really good food here, and the South is really famous for its beer. I mean, I live 2 hours away from Munich, you know, the big
Yeah.
Oktoberfest city where all the big breweries are. And I spoke with John Henry Richardson, and he shot a few films early in his life in Germany, and he told me when we were recording, Michaela, since I have been in Germany, I never liked other beer than the German one.
Wow, okay.
So you should give it a try,
Where
maybe.
Guinness, German beer, where's Guinness?
Guinness is Ireland, isn't
Ireland, sorry, I knew that. I knew that. I don't know why.
it?
I went blank. They got Scotch too. I don't have also a fun fact. Do you know how we got Guinness beer now that you reminded me?
What?
Guinness beer was like the beer that was burnt at the end after they got done making it. And they didn't know what to do with it. It was like wasteful. They didn't want to throw it all away, so they gave it to all the employees after a hard day's work. And then after a while, all the employees were like, no, we just want to drink the bottom of the barrel. And they're like, this beer is so good, we might as well just bottle it and sell it. So when
It's
you
a
drink
dark
Guinness,
beer.
you're drinking burnt beer pretty much.
I don't drink alcohol.
Good for you.
So I cannot tell you. No,
Yeah.
but here in Germany we have the Hefeweizen, the Weiss beer.
Hefeweizen,
Yeah, that's a
yeah.
cut. That's a
Yeah.
typical Swabian and Bavarian beer.
Got it.
The Hefeweizen, the origin one. And we have a lot of breweries, really, really, really. And a lot of big beer events every year. You can drink so many different beers. And we are a big wine region. Germany is also famous for a great wine.
Well, you have the Riesling wine, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Why do you know all about the alcohol, which is here in
I
Germany
just
and you have never been here?
I know just random facts.
Do you know anything to eat in Germany, or do you only know the alcohol from Germany?
No,
Shall I tell you a fun fact about Germany?
no, what's yes, please.
Germany is the land of the castles. We have more castles than McDonald's exists in the US.
That I did not know, and that makes me want to come even more. I love a good castle.
That's a true fact that we have here in Germany more castles than McDonald's exists in the US. Huh.
That's incredible. All
That's
right,
the
so now
next point. We are
real quick,
talking about fun facts.
you gotta tell me about German food.
I can send you over my published cookbook. Then you can cook German food. Can you cook?
What's your I can definitely cook. What's the number one item though?
It depends on which area of Germany you are. Here in the south, in the Swabian, we have, for example, a specialty called Maultasche.
Okay.
And you know the schnitzel. Germany is the land of schnitzel.
Yeah.
But its origin from Austria. Wiener Schnitzel from Austria. But I have to drive 1 hour with the car and then I'm already in Austria or Switzerland. So it's a bit influenced here in the south. And pork pickle. It's the typical Munich food, pork pickle. Or Rouladen. Aaron Oberst adores the German Rouladen. It's
Okay.
or goulash or stuff like
Have
that.
you been to Vienna?
Yeah. My mom
Yeah, I
is
went.
from Austria.
Okay.
We have the aunt of my mom still lives in Vienna.
It's the music capital of the world.
Really?
Yes. It's like the home of Beethoven and Mozart.
Yeah, okay. Then is Germany the capital of acting because Schiller and Goethe are from here?
Maybe, but that you might have to give that one to Russia.
Capital of no.
It's possible they got they have yeah.
Okay, as you see, have you ever been in Austria? No.
I have not.
You see what's the problem, John?
There's no, there's no problem. There's only obstacles, and we know what we got to do.
Yeah, because as I said, you can come here to the south of Germany, you can collect all the beer, the great food, then you can drive by car 1 hour, then you are already in Austria in your so-called country. Do you love chocolate?
I do love chocolate.
Because when I'm driving 45 minutes in the other direction, I'm straight in Switzerland, the home of the fantastic chocolate Lindt. And 1.5 hours from here, there is a very famous big chocolate museum of Lindor where you can eat the whole chocolate the whole day.
That sounds good.
You get a spoon on the entrance, and then you
Okay.
can taste. I have to send you a video over. It's chocolate heaven.
But
If you
did they give
love
you a glass
chocolate,
of milk?
no. Chocolate, pure. You don't need anything else. Pure chocolate, because the Swiss chocolate is so great in tasting that you don't need milk because it's made with milk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You have to come over. You know, when you are here, you don't have time to do a vertical. You have to make a food trip or stuff like that.
And this leads us next to our sponsor. We have a plug in our sponsors, Hershey's, the chocolate bar. Just kidding.
Hershey's? I don't know Hershey's. No.
Hershey's, that's the American chocolate bar. It's very good, but I believe Switzerland probably hasn't beat.
Every year when I'm baking Christmas cookies, I bake the whole November Christmas cookies. Traditional Christmas cookies. You know, here we have a bit more traditional Christmas, not so commercial fancy like the US people. And I bake the whole November. Round about 60 different types of Christmas cookies. And for that, I'm always driving to Switzerland to get the really dark 84% chocolate for my Christmas bakery. It's so good. Yeah. Great. Now I'm starving. We talked about
Right.
this super. That was not such a good idea, talking about food. And not about music. That was
No,
not
listen,
good.
it's important to talk about music and food because I believe music and food are going to save the world.
Yeah, makes the soul happy. True. You know, that's
Amen.
why I'm organizing a concert with Miles Klohesi called Songs and Barbecue. It's a big barbecue party, and after that, a sofa concert with Miles Klohesi. I got the perfect combination, huh?
Yes, you do.
Huh. Okay. So if you could. No, I have a plan. You know, the European lottery is round about 80 till 100 million euros. And I agreed with a few directors and actors, colleagues of yours, that I will win that so that I can fund my own vertical. If I would come to you and say, John, listen, I won the lottery. With which vertical I can make you happy?
Which one the make the make me happy?
If I would grant you a vertical wish, which one should that be?
Are you did you write it?
I'm only bringing the money to the table. The rest is
That's
your
it?
thing.
Okay. That's a great point. See, I'm a person. I'm like, I don't like playing in that stuff. I think, you get the screen. You don't know that's the vertical you wanted to do until after it was over.
How the heck? So if you do it that way, have you ever declined the script?
I've declined a few because I'm pretty open to most of the stuff, but sometimes they're just like, what were you thinking? No, we're
Simply no.
this is ridiculous.
What type of vertical script?
The ones
BDSM
that are,
stuff? Did you do a BDSM stuff?
no, I haven't done one of those. I did. I had. There's one that I did that had the element in it for like maybe 5, 10 seconds, but
Okay.
it was none. I just if they're too, if they become too just shock, what I like to call, like just try to get your attention by just being absolutely out of control, and those are the ones I don't do.
Okay. So if you know from there that it's not gonna be good, how can you say you cannot decide before doing a vertical if it's good in the end?
That now, listen, those verticals may do well. Even if I said no, they may do great. Maybe they're like, hey, this one had, 250 million views, but I'm like, listen, I'm not going to be the CEO of a sex shop and date a 17
No,
year old. Like, this is
no.
we're not doing this.
Did you do an age gap one? That sometimes
Well,
also.
I tend to do the age gap ones, but usually the girl's a lot older than the script, and two, the
Okay.
girl, I always tell them the girl has to be at least 21.
Yeah, because that's sometimes really weird when you know the actress is 19.
Well, I haven't worked with anybody like that before, I don't think. So,
Okay.
yeah, but that because I tend to play the hot dad guy.
The hot dad. Hi,
That's
okay,
something they call.
you're in that day age where you can play only the hot dad guy and not anymore the young
No, I mean
adults.
my age range goes from 30 to 42. That's my window.
Yeah,
It's a great
yeah.
window to be in.
Yeah, true. As long as you are not asked to play already a granddad, it's fine.
Hey, listen, I would do it. I'd be like, hey, let's braid my
Really?
hair. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Sometimes it's so silly when you see he should be the grandpa of the.
Right.
No. No.
Yeah.
Simply no. And then they are doing in the hair and wardrobe a bit of silver hairs here, and that's it. That's what this person should make an old person.
Yeah.
Do you have a role model in acting?
Not anymore. I'm like everybody else. I have my people that I watched and see what they did and take from here and there, but now it's I just do me. Like, I just try to be me as much as possible, and I try to learn about myself as much as possible.
Do you watch your own verticals?
I don't watch my own verticals now. I watched the first one, the first two, and then after that I'm like, all right, I can't do it anymore. I'm not even a big fan about talking about myself. I love talking about asking questions to other people. I love talking about ideas. I love talking about food and music. I like all that stuff.
Oh shit. Then, okay. Huh. And then you did this episode with me? That's fu I feel honored.
No, this has been, I love this. This has been great.
What is your family thinking about your verticals? Do they watch your verticals?
I think they've seen one or two, and I know
Okay.
they are definitely very supportive, and I think they like them.
Okay. No, because I spoke to a few. And they all said, yeah, my parents watch Verticals, but I had to tell them they had to skip this and this episode because of intimacy scenes. They had to skip this and this
Oh,
episode because I
yeah.
was too rude. They had to skip, you know. So that's
Right.
why I'm asking.
Well, you know, here in America, at least for my family, like to them, Netflix is like if you're on Netflix, you're the man. Yeah.
What is your goal in acting? What do you want to reach?
My goal is, you know, to be able to have a family, support my family, to live extremely comfortably, be able to travel with my family and all that stuff.
Is there any type of dream role you want to play?
I'm telling you, the dream role it's there. I don't know what it is, you know? Like here's an example. I love Indiana Jones, you know? But I think when they Indiana Jones is so iconic at that time period, they never knew that that was going to be a dream role.
True.
You know, people were like, "Oh, I'm not doing that. I don't want that role." And they're like, "Harrison Ford's got to do it. Maybe he'll do it, you know?" And he said yes. You know, it's like The Godfather with Marlon Brando. They
What
had
about
no
James
idea.
Bond? I can't imagine you great as a James Bond. I don't know why.
I would love to play a James Bond. That'd be great. A true James Bond vertical, I would be all about it.
You love the suits?
I love the suits. I love the guy of mystery. I love how he just even keeled the whole time.
Robert Keefe would be also totally down for that, he told me. But then we need a Joker. We should get a Joker, you know? That would also be great. Some vertical with a Joker in it or stuff. That would be good. No, James Bond, that would be so nice. Kind of stunts, action. And I think in the storyline, it's not so far from the mafia ones.
No.
Okay, so that's on the to-do list when I will win the money.
All right, sounds
To
good.
now, you know, when I would win the money, I would love to do murder mystery ones, a serial one with six serials out of it.
I
Every
do think that's
serial
coming. I do think
shot
that's
in
coming.
Europe.
No, I think that's gonna be the next big thing. I think they're gonna start doing series. You know, they'll have a hit
Candy Jar
vertical.
is already doing it since 3 years. Yeah, you know, the thing is, that was so silly. Recently, I saw a vertical on Reelshot with 128 episodes.
Crazy.
That's so silly. And I love, you know, murder mystery ones. You could do so great as serial ones, having the two leads as a detective one. And every time they have to solve a new criminal case, you know what I mean? So you can hook totally easily the audience with guessing who's the murderer and who is the, you know, the search person. No billionaire needed, no hospital scenes needed, or kidnapping, raping, I don't know, miscarriaging, whatever. That would be so good. And then we shot it. We will shoot it in different countries here in Europe. I would love to shoot something in Scotland, in the Highlands, you know, foggy mystery Highlands. Here in Germany, in the we have really nice landscapes here, and as I said, a lot of castles and also mysterious places. And then one in Italy, one in France, one in Turkey, and one in Lithuania.
Amazing.
So that's a plan. You know, it's all about the money. I have to find the hidden billionaire, but I'm working on it. We will
You got it.
see. John, at the end of every episode, I'm asking everyone the same five question quickie. First question is, we talked a bit about earlier about food. What's your favorite dish to eat?
It's a tie. Might have to go a steak or a cheeseburger.
Can you cook?
I can definitely cook. I will say this, I also love lasagna. I love lasagna and I love a good pasta limone.
Have you ever been to Italy
I've never been to Italy.
for original lasagna and, you know?
I know, I'm Italian too.
Next point on your to visit list on the food trip, on the European food trip. Why not? Do you have any type of comfort movie in your life? You've rewatched a few times, or a movie you really like? What you
Ooh.
think?
I think as a child, it's definitely my top 10, but
What?
the Robin Hood, when the Disney Robin Hood, when they're foxes, have you ever seen that?
I
I
think we are
love that
nearly at the
movie.
same age.
I love that
So,
movie much.
I spoke with Jeff Violet, and his comfort movie was Free Willy, the first part. Why not? Because I think a lot of the audience don't know which movie we are talking about because they weren't even born
They
at that
de how can you
time.
not know what that movie is? The other one would be The Departed. That's one of the movies I can watch over and over. The Martin
Departed.
Scors the, it's with Martin Scorsese. It's called The Departed.
Have to think about what it's in Germany. I don't know.
The one that's my all-time favorite movie, but I don't watch it. I have to. It's like once a year. It's Three Colors Red. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen that.
I love that movie.
I have seen that one. And I don't know why. For example, what I watch minimum once per year is Green Mile. I don't know why. But I really enjoy this movie because of the atmosphere.
You know, that's a
No
very
one.
religious movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really like it because of the atmosphere, not because of the storyline. It's
Yeah.
the cast was so great, and
Yeah.
it fascinates me every time I'm watching this.
Yeah.
Weird. And I'm sure you know the other movie also, Field of Dreams.
Build, ah, if you build it, they will come.
I could watch that every day. I love this
Yeah.
one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And music. If you are not playing music, who is your favorite artist in music?
It's no, it's I have so many. I'm not a favorite person anymore. I like them all. I mean, it's definitely the Rolling Stones, definitely the jazz pianist Bill Evans. I love B.B. King.
Oh, BB King is good.
I do love Nirvana.
Yep. Also good.
And yeah, I mean,
Come
music's one of my
dance
favorites. I mean, right
here.
now I'm in a good little 80s kick. I mean, the Talking Heads is if the Talking Heads would ever get back together, I would just be incredible.
Oh, yes. 80s music. I love, as I said, I love this radio station. It plays all day in my kitchen, in my car. There are so many all-time classic music titles on it. I love that radio station. Two questions left. If someone would come to you and say, "Ah, listen, John, I've never watched any verticals. Which one of yours should I definitely have watched?"
Waking Up Pregnant, the second one.
Why?
That one to me is just really cool. It's enough balance, it's got a little bit of everything, but it's not too aggressive.
Yeah.
It's shot very nice. And it was just a fun one to do.
And a great cast, to be
And a
honest.
great cast.
Yeah, true. Okay, last question. Which genre you want to see more on you in verticals? What genre you want would love to do?
I want to do thriller, and I do want to do spy.
The psychopath.
No, it's spy, like thriller, like the
Ah,
James
okay.
Bond. Yeah.
Or kind of Mission Impossible style.
I really want to do a bank heist one.
A what?
Like you rob a bank.
You have a dark side, huh?
I think it's just because I'm such a nice guy.
You want to discover different personalities of yours, you want to
I
say?
do. I want to learn them all.
Okay, got it. Oh, you know what also would be a great vertical? Ocean's 11.
Now we're talking. That's what we need.
That would be good. Ocean's trilogy or
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about who the cast would be of this Oceans team. Huh. I would demand that there will be also female leads in this ocean team, not only guys.
I agree.
We have some really badass women out there who would perfectly fit in
Yeah.
that. Yeah, okay, I see. I will need the money. Yeah, why did I come up with this idea sooner to do an Ocean's 11 one?
It came up now. That's all that matters.
Yeah, we cannot tell it too loud, otherwise maybe the idea will get stolen.
So wait, you asked me five questions, right?
I did.
Okay, I'll ask you five questions.
Okay.
All right. What's your favorite sandwich?
Sandwich or burger?
Let's
Well,
ask the
the Germans are not such
just
a sandwich eater, you know?
okay, a burger counts as a sandwich.
I created a wild boar burger and I love
That
it.
is
With
good.
the German is also the bread culture, and I bake the recipe is in my cookbook. Wait, I can show you a picture that you can imagine what
Okay,
it
show me,
is.
but yeah.
And that's my cookbook, by the way.
Love
And
it.
I cook this wild. I'm a gunshot lady. I'm a hunting girl. So.
All right, that looks amazing.
That's all. It's a darker bread. It's not the classical burger bun. It's a kind of like a dark ciabatta bread.
Okay.
And then you have here wild herb salad, and then you
Yeah.
have the wild boar.
Yeah.
And then you have on the wild boar a Swiss cheese, a very, very it's a Gruyere cheese. I don't know if you
Okay.
know. It's a very tasty cheese. And on the top of that is a cranberry chutney as kind of burger sauce. That's here. And then you have brown mushrooms. And on the top of that, you don't see it here really good, is a caramelized balsamico onions.
Oh, I love a good caramelized onions.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I really enjoy eating.
Okay.
Because it's not so usual. And here in Germany, we are not the sandwich culture. You know what I mean? We are more like.
What's your favorite color?
Okay, I give you hints. Dog, hair, clothes.
Black. All right. Very cool.
Even my chicken are black in my garden. And my car is black. Yeah.
If you could go back to any time period and be able to spend one day with it, what time period would you go back to?
Ooh. I lived kind of in the Second World War. I didn't enjoy that time, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would love to go back one day, but not living as a princess. That's not good. But because we have so many castles, our castle here, you see some old pictures from nearly 1800s. So in the very early 1800s. Where the on the castles they had this big clothes and it was a very simple life but very exploring life at that time. And I did we here in the castle you can sometimes have so period piece looking, and there was one evening where they opened this old kitchen in the castle. And they cooked meals from back in the 1800. And they were
Okay.
so fascinating.
Very cool. All
You
right.
know, I liked it that the people back then were so satisfied with their life, even if it was so simple. I want to go back to a time where, let's say, the people cherished more the simple things in life. Let's say
All
it
right.
that way.
I like that too. If okay, if you were going to play any role in a vertical, what role would you play?
I can tell you that exactly
All right,
because
good.
I already created the poster for this vertical with one of your
Okay.
colleagues who wants to play my doctor.
All right.
I had, my life is a vertical.
Okay.
I had a brain surgery with memory losses and got cheated in that time.
Wow.
And 2 years ago, I had a heart surgery without anesthesia and was near to death. So I spoke with Teek Zadana. He lives in New York. He's a New York record collector. And we spoke about making two verticals out of it. Because it's not that I really like what happened to me, but I
Yeah.
would love doing that as a vertical to show how hard it could be in life, but that it's every time, let's say, worth to go on
Got
as a
it.
powerful lady.
All right, you can see me. I'm gonna throw you a high five. You ready? There we go.
Yeah, I would. So it sounded weird when I'm saying I want to embody myself and my story to show the women out there that you can get to an even asshole cheating husband, but that doesn't mean that life is finished.
Right. We're back. And we got a cookbook.
Yeah, and being a lecturer at the university and hosting music concerts, and it's totally different to my old life now, but in a different way, it's fine.
Love that. All right,
So,
last. Here we go. You ready? What number am I thinking?
Eight.
Oh, that's so close. It was four, but you were close.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I like mostly the double out of it.
Yeah.
Just
Well,
kidding.
thank you so much for
But you
having me.
know, but why do you ask me that? Why do you think of four? That's my birth month.
Oh, I don't know. Four is my lucky number.
That's my birth month. I'm born in April.
What's your birthday?
14th.
April,
April
okay.
14th.
4/4/14. Okay.
I'm a straight Aries.
All right.
And normally not very patient. So it's kind of shocking that I came back to you, but I
Yes.
can say now it was really worth it. So,
I mean, this has been absolutely pure joy for me.
yeah, and I'm waiting for you to come over to Europe, that we can do the food trip.
Right, sounds good.
We have to do that seriously. I'm not joking. Okay.
No, as soon as we get a call from Candy Jar.
Why candy jar? We
She said
don't
they're
need
based in
candy.
Germany.
We don't need candy jar for that. You know, when I win the money, we produce it without having a platform first because we don't need a platform first. We can do it in our own way and then we can offer it to different platforms and say, take it or leave it, because that's the
Love that.
jackpot you can hit. You know?
Yes.
It's never good depending on platforms because then they can tell you too exactly what they wanna like.
Right.
And I want to switch it in that way that I can do what I like. That's why I totally self-published this cookbook from the beginning till the end. No one else was involved like me. So I
Love
can
that.
say that's 100% authentic what I did, and it's me what I did, and that's what I want to do with the verticals also.
When you do post, you remember you said you took my picture, right? You're gonna post it. I want to make sure you plug in your cookbook. The cookbook can be on the next slide.
Why?
You could be like sponsored by my cookbook. I think that would be great. I think people would see it. People should see your cookbook.
Think people know about my cookbook, but it's in German, you know. I'm already translating it to English, but it's actually in German.
Perfect.
I want to show you for the end one really picture I admire in this cookbook.
There we go. All right.
To the question, what my favorite color is, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, John, I thank you so much. It was really a pleasure spending my evening with you. I will send you over the link to Mando Diao that you can rock now a bit to your apartment.
Okay.
Okay. And then I hope we stay in contact. And as soon as you come over, maybe not this year, but latest next year, okay? We can do a
No,
little
sounds
jam.
exact.
I would love to do a jam session with you. That would be
We jam it
great.
out.
Yeah, so if you come over, you have to bring your guitar. But in my
Okay.
household, there isn't an instrument, sorry.
All right.
Thank you
Thank
so
you so much.
much. I wish you all the best. I wish you perfectly great projects upcoming with all-time favorite roles for you. And then, hopefully, a really great musical vertical.
Perfect.
Who knows? Let me know. If you ever do a musical vertical, you have to tell me because then we have to meet again and talk about that, okay?
1,000%.
Perfect.
All
Thanks a
right.
lot, John. Have a great
Touch
day.
out.
Bye. This is a wrap on this episode, and I hope you tune in again.